Batty, congratulations out there today, boy. That had to be a grueling race.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, that was a long one. Got pretty slow out there with the snow, sun shining, but beautiful day and fun race. Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about the week here at Soldier Hollow and your performances and thoughts as you reflect back on what you accomplished here.
I'm really excited with the week. It's really fun to end on a good note today. Cracking into the top 10 twice was really a big goal of mine for this the whole year, really. So I'm really excited to be in the mix in the top 10 and also to be improving on my sprinting. Qualifying for the heats is really fun this week, and that was also a big goal for the year, is to work on sprinting.
You know, just looking across both the juniors and the U23s, it seems to be a growing elevation of the performance here at these championships. You saw it with Catherine Ogden's medal yesterday. Do you kind of sense that with the momentum from the World Cup athletes that all the U23s and the juniors are rising up?
Absolutely, yeah. I think, you know, there's been amazing energy with the whole group all week, and I think, you know, I've been on three of these trips before this year, and I think this year you could really tell that everyone was super fired up to race and really looking to get some top results and be really competitive all week.
Now, I know you guys race on the Soldier Hollow trails fairly frequently, but what does it mean to be able to do this event on the Olympic trails from O2?
Oh, you know, I think it's it really adds to the experience, and it's really cool to think about how these were used as Olympic courses, and thinking about, you know, the best in the world competing on these courses, and I think that really adds to the experience and kind of gets everyone fired up to race that much more.
Thanks, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Patty.